world is a very technical place. We have a lot of needs, we have to read emails, surf in the net, etc. Today, there are existing a lot of this kind of products which are helping us to survive in the technical world. We have mobile phones, we have PDAs, personal digital assistants, and we have note takers which are designed especially for blind and visually impaired people. One of them is Bon Pronto, which is a small note taker with or without braille display. Pronto includes word processor, Daisy player, calculator, MP3 player, etc. And it's also possible to synchronize Pronto with your PC so that you have all your contact information, address book, etc. with you even on the go. I had a chance to discuss about Pronto with Thorsten Weinbrecht and Nils Van Wieler from Baum Retek AG. I had also some friends with me who were interested about Pronto. They were Saja Snyk and Juha Halme from Finland. And my name is Johanna Sarkinen. So, let's talk a bit about Baum Pronto.
You know, there are three versions of the Pronto now. We started with the Pronto 18, which has an 8-dot braille input keyboard and an 18-character braille display. Then we had the Pronto QS, which was a speech-only product with a QWERTY keyboard, which could connect it to a braille display via Bluetooth. And our latest model is the Pronto 40, which has a detachable keyboard, either a QWERTY keyboard or an 8-dot braille input keyboard, and it has a 40-character braille display. Yes. The Pronto 18 was launched in December 2003, and the Pronto QS came out in mid last year. The Pronto 40 will be available in August this year. They all use the same software now, which is current version 2.4, which will be available for download from Tuesday next week. The new features of version 2.4 are the built-in email client, Messenger with a MSN, and it has, for the German version, grade 2 input and output improvements, like a new codec for the MP3 player and some little gimmicks on calendar and address book.
Does it have an internet connectivity?
Sure, you need this for email.
Yes. I'm just asking.
I think using a messenger would be kind of boring.
Synchronizing with a PC, yes.
We make a Bluetooth connection to a mobile phone and use the mobile phone's GPRS feature.
Yes. So I can use Messenger on the go.
Yeah. Yeah, same for email and internet radio, of course. You can have all the internet radio stations which are provided by Shoutcast.
Yeah. Does it have a web browser?
No, not yet.
Not yet, but it's coming.
Yeah.
All right.
What it has is, first of all, I think is the word processor. Then we have a planner and an address book, which can be or does synchronize automatically with Outlook on your PC. We use Microsoft Active Sync to connect Pronto and the PC. And if you have a partnership between the mobile device and your desktop or your laptop, they automatically synchronize when you connect them. So you always have the same address book and the same appointments on both devices, which I think is very important.
Yeah. What about, can you synchronize also with a mobile phone?
But you can't do this on a PC. I mean, you synchronize your mobile phone with your desktop.
Yes.
And you synchronize your mobile device, for example, Pronto or your PDA with your desktop. And that's the way to synchronize all of them. That's the Microsoft philosophy, to have a desktop PC which synchronizes with mobile devices.
So you can synchronize with a mobile phone a little bit complex way, but anyway.
Not really complex. You, because the mobile phone synchronizes in the same way with your desktop. You connect them, they recognize each other as partners, and automatically do the job.
Yeah.
So plug it in, give it some time, move it, plug in the other one, wait a minute, and it's okay.
And then I have to use PC Suite for synchronizing my mobile phone.
Yeah.
And then I have to use this ActiveSync when I'm using Pronto.
Yeah.
So the Outlook is the thing between.
Definitely Outlook. Not Outlook Express.
It's yes, really Microsoft Outlook, yes.
2003 XP.
About this email. For email application, it's possible so that you type your email offline and then you synchronize your device with your laptop and it sends the emails. Is that possible also?
The current version of the email client, which is our first version, connects to a POP3 mailbox and sends via SMTP. So that means I write my emails, I can write them offline, and then I directly send them when I have an internet connection. We do not synchronize with this first version with Outlook. Not now. I mean, you know that we usually launched a new version for Pronto every half year. And we always had at least one main application which was new besides some more improvements on the existing applications.
Yeah. What about upgrading? Is it expensive?
We usually have the updates for free.
Oh.
And everybody can install them on his own Pronto. Or if people are a bit frightened to try this, we offer the service at the price of €40.
Yeah.
But this is just for the work we do.
Yeah.
The update itself is free. There are other companies who now start to offer applications for Pronto, like you may have seen the Tagit software at Draeger and Leanert. They have little RFID chips which you can connect to your clothing or to your documents.
And this is coming to Pronto, too?
Yes.
So is there any other ways to connect that Bluetooth?
Pardon?
Only Bluetooth connection is available, for example, to the internet. No cable connection or VLAN or...
Currently, your options to get an internet connection are Bluetooth via a mobile phone, or you can connect via USB to your PC, which has an
API
connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, connecting via a cable to a PC is not what you usually really want. You may want this just to send the emails you have written offline and to load emails you received in the meantime when you go out. But usually you want to be online when you're on the go, so you have the connection to your mobile phone. wireless LAN, not available yet. I don't want to make promises there.
Just a question.
The idea is good.
Does it necessarily be the mobile phone if you have a Bluetooth connection to some kind of device which offers IP connection? Is it all then possible to get connected?
The answer is not now.
Okay.
I don't want to make false promises.
Yes.
We try with CF cards with wireless LAN.
Yes. And browser remote?
We have done that also for the Pronto QS, which has a USB master slot plug. There you can connect a wireless LAN USB device or an SDIO wireless LAN card. That will work on the Pronto 40 and on the Pronto QS. This one is not a master. So the only chance here is to have a compact flash card with wireless LAN.
Okay. What about, I've been Googling a lot, and I was reading it's possible also to use memory sticks with Pronto.
QS,
only
and
QS.
And not Sony memory sticks, but USB flash.
But it doesn't work with Pronto 18?
No, because Pronto 18 doesn't have a USB master port.
All right.
It's only a USB slave.
I have one question again, because I have seen Pronto, old one.
Yeah.
So would you tell me what have been changed? Niels told me about hardware upgrade, and I don't understand what things have changed.
Mm-hmm. The old Pronto was built from 2003 until March 2007.
Yeah.
And then we exchanged the CPU board in Pronto, which meant it has a double memory, double flash, and a double RAM. And it also has a disk on flash drive on it, which offers another 128 megabytes internal memory. And it runs faster. One reason for running faster is there's much more memory available. Mm-hmm. And a slightly faster CPU. And of course, the new CPU board runs on Windows CE5. The old one could only run Windows CE4. And this offers us much more possibilities. For example, CE5 offers Bluetooth connectivity to more than one device at a time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So is it possible to use external Bluetooth keyboard, for example, with Pronto?
We haven't implemented that feature yet. It would be possible, yeah. You can use external keyboards now if it is a PS2 keyboard with this combined serial and PS2 board.
Oh, I forgot this keyboard interface.
And the Pronto as a Braille display application, which is just one of the applications in Pronto.
Yeah.
Can be run to connect to your laptop screen reader, and at the same time just press the main menu button of Pronto, then you are in a Pronto application.
Yeah.
Do something, whatever.
Yes.
You like.
So
then you go back to the Pronto as Braille display application and continue working on the PC.
Yes.
So you
yeah.
could have your alarm clock in Pronto, for example. Yes. And having Pronto as a fully working Braille display,
yeah,
with Braille input or QWERTY input keyboard. You can exchange it on the fly. And when you leave home, you could make the small decision, will I need my whole functioning computer at school or on my journey, or would Pronto be enough? With its word processor, where I can read my documents, where I can edit and create documents, with all my contacts and my current appointments.
Yeah.
I have the Daisy player, the MP3 player, I have the voice recorder, I have the calculator.
Yeah.
And when I'm back, I can synchronize data with my
MacBook. I think that's enough at school.
And I'm up to date again.
Yes.
And you don't even take your power supply with you when you have Pronto.
Yeah, because
20 hours of continuous battery life, 2 weeks in standby mode, and half a year if switched off, should be enough for a long journey.
Yes.
At least for one day.
Yes.
If you want to have more information about Bone Pronto, you can go to following website www.baum.de/en/products/organizer/index.php. And I will repeat, it is www.baum.de/en/products/organizer/index.php.